With growing public concern over online privacy, software companies are developing new tools for covering your tracks on the internet. One of the most basic tools is the cookie blocking option on web browsers, but it's sometimes clumsy to use. Browser companies are working on ways to improve the blockers, and as NPR's Martin Costi reports, that is a development that worries online advertisers.
Draconian is the word they're using over at the Digital Advertising Alliance. At the Interactive Advertising Bureau, they call it a kangaroo court that threatens free expression online. What is it the advertisers are so worried about? It's something called a cookie clearinghouse.
So the cookie clearinghouse is a proposal to make a more nuanced version of cookie blocking.
That's Sid Stamm. He's the lead privacy engineer at Mozilla. They're the ones that make Firefox. They want to fine-tune their browser's ability to block something called third-party cookies. Those are the bits of code that companies put on your machine so that they can recognize you wherever you go on the web. You can already set your browser to block these, but it's kind of a blunt instrument. And when you do it, some websites don't work right. So Mozilla wants to build a better cookie blocker.
That blocks only the bad stuff and allows only the good stuff.
But that means somebody has to decide between the good stuff and the bad. And that's where the cookie clearinghouse comes in. It'll be a group of experts at Stanford University, and they'll keep the master list of cookies. Randall Rothenberg runs the Interactive Advertising Bureau. He objects to the people who'll be running this clearinghouse.
Academic elites who have no relationship whatsoever with the business of advertising, making star chamber decisions about what gets blocked and what doesn't get blocked.
Rothenberg says these are people who don't seem to appreciate that targeted advertising is what pays for a lot of what we do on the web.
When people take the fairly reactionary point of view that all third-party cookies are bad, that means they are damaging the economics of that very, very diverse media ecosystem, and it's just not healthy.
Alicia McDonald is one of those academic elites that Rothenberg worries about. She'll be the one running the cookie clearinghouse. She understands that the advertising industry is upset, but she points out that no one is forcing anybody to block cookies.
All of the same options will still be there. Users can go back to just the way Firefox works today. But for the advertisers, they have some money riding on this, and so they're very concerned.
They're concerned because right now, most people don't bother to use the blocking option. But they might if Mozilla makes it more functional, or if Mozilla makes it the default setting. Randall Rothenberg guesses that more people are now trying cookie blocking. He assumes there's been a reaction to the news about spying by the NSA. But for the advertisers, the real long-term worry is the browser makers, like Mozilla and Microsoft. They seem to be increasingly willing to go their own way when it comes to privacy, and to offer users more ways to hide.
It's kind of like an arms race.
Ashkan Soltani is a consultant who worked on internet issues at the Federal Trade Commission. He's an avid user of these privacy tools.
Each step you take by blocking cookies, by blocking ads, by deleting your cookies on a regular basis, each step makes it a little bit more difficult to identify you.
But he says the websites also keep inventing new ways to track people. So he's not sure this is an arms race that either side can really win. Soltani says it would be better if the advertisers and the privacy groups reach some kind of a truce. And as it happens, they have been talking. They've been debating the details of a new Do Not Track system. That's a proposal to let people set their browsers or their devices to signal that they don't want to be tracked. But the negotiations have been dragging on now for a couple of years. So far, the two sides can't seem to agree on just how much privacy people should get when they ask for it. Martin Costi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.